About 100 people packed a meeting room this weekend at Midway Village Museum in Rockford to talk about the realities of racism in their community. It's part of a year-long collaboration between the Rockford Register-Star and WNIJ. The Register-Star's executive editor, Mark Baldwin, says the idea behind the discussion is to bring people together for a thoughtful, productive conversation.
By putting people in eye-to-eye, in eye-to-eye contact, you know, people here, we're not relating through our fingertips across Facebook here. We are getting people to relate in a very personal way.
A number of people in the audience pushed the group to take it further. Pastor Ricky Bates of Promise of Life Ministries says it's time to stop talking and do something about institutional racism. Matthew Johnson is minister at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Rockford.
There's a hunger in a lot of people in that crowd, and I have been with people in that room more times than I can count in the like 8 years I've been here. We're ready, as Pastor Bates put it, to move from B to C and not keep starting over at A. Is the community as a whole ready for that? Maybe not.
Brandy Brown is ready for that. She's an education advocate and consultant. She also has kids in the school district.
The denial piece wasn't there, and that just shows a good sign that people are ready to address it so the next generation doesn't have to, you know, talk about it, but they can be about it.
Brown's mission is to make sure teachers and their classrooms are culturally relevant for all students. Antar Baker works with children at the Booker Washington Center. He says people will be skeptical of any conversation about racism until they see action toward rooting it out in the city's institutions.
There has not been a clear, well-stated state of an emergency type approach to dealing with racism in the school system in Rockford, and thus the overall society.
So how do you talk about an issue that makes so many people uncomfortable, even defensive? Matthew Johnson says step one is to get over it.
The question isn't, are you a racist or not? We all are. We hold implicit biases. We hold racist ideas. We are inculcated into a system of white supremacy. The question is, what are you going to do to resist it and to fight against it? The question isn't, how racist are you? The question is, how anti-racist are you willing to be?
Some participants talked about meeting again in smaller groups, with different crowds even. Some will work on their families. Some want to see a movement sparked in Rockford. The Register-Star's Mark Baldwin says it's the media's job to plant the seeds for these discussions by presenting the facts.
Nothing would please me more, and I think nothing would please the community more, the people who were here, than to see these seeds sprout in church basements and union halls and PTO meetings and things like that.
Baldwin hopes to hold quarterly roundtables like this on race in the Rock River Valley. The next stories in the works involve public health and the school system. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.